Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Look, the take a knee controversy turned into something completely different. And I always say, you know, it turned into, oh, you don't respect the flag. You don't respect veterans. You don't respect the country. That's a diversionary tactic.
It is.
It started, the real take a knee was about police brutality. And that was it. Nothing else.
That was it.
But they've made it into this whole thing about your patriotism and you don't like your country and go back to Africa and all kind of crazy stuff. Dr. Joyce Morley joins us this morning. Psychotherapist, relationship expert, speaker, author, trainer. And we're talking about take a knee and to take a stand. I mean, really, it's just funny and it just keeps going. But I always say, especially with our president, if he's like, why is he in the NFL talking about fire these SOBs, calling their mamas bitches?
Right. And, he needs that in order to be able to deal with his own insecurities. He needs a diversionary tactic. If he can keep people's focus over there, it's all psychologically inclined, and we seem to fall into the pit with him each time.
Yes.
His text messages, all those things. How are you over there in the NFL's business and in the football players' business? Plus, he can't stand the fact of that these people are making money. And it's also a racist move on his part because he cannot deal with the fact that there's so many African-American people of color who are making money out there. And the other thing is he can't run the country, so he has to try to run something else. But you're right. It's a diversionary tactic.
Yeah.
It has been from day one. And all people want to see is that we might be on our knee, but it's only a cry and a plea to be free.
Yes.
We want to be finally free for people to hear us. What about equality? What about equity and what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we might not have started out in the same place, but will you please open the door, at least allow me to come in and provide opportunities for me to be able to get there?
It's a crazy thing. I just look at how far it's gone. Even in other countries, you see people of other nationalities taking a knee.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And for their own reasons, or they're supporting the United States. And it has nothing to do with us not loving our country. We were born here. We ain't going back to Africa because that ain't where we came from.
That's not where we came from.
Yeah, I was born here. Right. I was born in America.
I was in China, and it was beautiful. But bring me back to America. Mm-hmm. Bring me back home. But Twanda, when you begin to look at it, when we can actually give our attention to a flag, which symbolizes the freedom of this country, but then you listen to and read what it says, when you're pledging, it says one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. All actuality, there is no one nation.
Right.
We're divided by race.
We are divided.
We're divided by social, economic status. We're divided by sex. All sexuality, all those things, religion. So it most certainly is not one nation.
Nope.
It's all under God, but we've decided to do whatever we want, how we want, and treat people any kind of way that we want to treat them. And is it indivisible? No. We are divided. And the other thing is there has not been liberty and there has not been justice for all. When you can see an African-American male be shot down or female shot down without provocation or cause constantly, by police, be exonerated, when you see people are still hungry, poor, disenfranchised, when they're not being educated, something is wrong with that picture. When they can get before an attorney, go before a judge, and a judge rules totally against what's right, is that justice? Is that liberty? Who's really free? So you going down on your knee, and they're not disrupting anybody. It's where people are. But if you can pledge allegiance to a flag and pledge allegiance to your country, you should pledge allegiance to the people that are here. Because a lot of those people who fought for the freedom of this country are people of color.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. 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 And so who has the right to tell us that we can't kneel or to tell us that we can't raise a fist? I mean, you think about from the 70s. When at the Olympics, was it the 60s or the 70s? And they were raising a fist.
In the 60s,
and those iconic pictures of these people that were raising a fist of black power, literally.
Yes. this has been going on for so long.
Forever.
And there has been one way or the other. Yeah. And at least they're not disrupting. They're not tearing up anything.
Mm-mm.
If we go back to the bus boycotts, we go back to all those things like that. Until people make some noise, get some attention, nothing has happened without a revolution.
That's right.
So when you look at taking to the knee, it's part of a revolution that brings about an evolution for some things to change,
mm-hmm.
to get people's attention. But in America, we have a problem about talking about what's real.
Yes.
We have a problem about talking about the truth. It's still a racist country. It is still a sexist country. And all we have to do is look at what's going on in the industry as far as the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
All of these men, but it's been going on for some time.
Oh, yeah.
Where women are subjected to and seen as pawns to be played on,
mm-hmm.
to be thrown about, and only for the bed and not looking at what's in her head.
Yes, yes. Let me tell you, in this industry, in entertainment, and I remember a owner of a station that I worked for told me that I had to do certain things to advance.
Wow.
And mind you, I was in my 20s. I looked at that little squatty man. I said, you might as well fire me today because that's not going to happen.
That's right.
That is not going to happen. Well,
that's
someone,
right.
And he was telling me the women that work there that service him. And I was like, I was about to throw up. I was like, oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
I said, but it won't be me, sir.
Right.
Respectfully, it will not be me.
That's
and he hired me away from another station to work for his station. Now, I don't know, in retrospect, when I think about that, I don't know if he hired me for my looks or he thought she's young, she's going to do what I need her to do,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But I was out when I was young, I was real feisty.
Right.
And I was not about to touch any parts of your body. That wasn't going to happen.
Right, right. So there was an ulterior motive.
I believe we've
got to begin to see that you can take a stand and take a stance about what's wrong.
Yes.
And we should be able to speak up. The same way we want to uphold in this country and the guy in the office of the president,
mm-hmm.
the Second Amendment's right, there's a First Amendment right. So when you're going to fire or you get rid of Colin Kaepernick, look at all that's going on. Because he took a knee, but he wasn't disturbing anyone. You go ahead and pledge. We have the right. I didn't used to put my hand across my heart because with my life and what I've had to deal with, I never was disrupted. I stood.
Right.
Because of the fact that the words do not fit. And we look,
at
the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. We look at Star Spangled Banner. All of those, most of the verbiage was not to benefit people of color.
It's talking about slave owners, especially in the Star Spangled Banner. And,
that's right.
and you're exactly right, you know, and we teach our kids to do that, I think. But today, the uprising of people, whether it's white, black, Hispanic, whatever, everybody realizes I have a right to my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not doing anything. I'm making my statement. So for Colin Kaepernick, how they blackballed him, that was saying, look here, we're going to keep you in your place.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else that thinks that they're going to do what you do to protest anything, which had nothing to do with the owners, the coach, it had nothing to do with that.
Right.
That was his own personal conviction.
That's right. That's right. It had nothing to do with it. Here's my belief, and I'm standing for what's right.
Yes. And I have the right to do that.
Either you stand for something or you're going to fall for anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he decided to take a stand and a stance against the killing of innocent African Americans and other people of color by police officers out in this world. And we begin to look at, now you look at with the drugs.
Yeah.
When it hit white America and the suburbs, then it became an issue.
It became a problem, right. Mm-hmm.
But how many people of color have died of drugs that were infiltrated into the communities back in the 60s, 70s, even before then?
Mm-hmm.
Now it becomes an issue. Well, it was an issue for us all along.
Yes.
And so we have to begin to look at either you stand up and speak up. If it means taking a knee, all people are saying is we want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Treat us the same as you treat everybody else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what America has to recognize is becoming browner and browner. So the reality is, it's not going to go anywhere. Things are not going to change. They're going to continue to be that way. And if we would begin to look and see that until all of us are free, none of us are free. You cannot keep treating people differently because of the fact that they look different, they talk different, they come from different places, the colors are different, their income is different. You can do that, but all you're doing is keeping chasms within, and there is that division, and there is no justice, and there's no equality.
That's right. That's right. So I think I love that we are teaching our children to that they have rights.
That's right.
And that, you know, if something is right or wrong, and however you feel about that, and especially
right.
when it's wrong,
yes.
that you must say something. You must stand. It amazes me how Hollywood is on this train of sexual harassment, sexual
mm-hmm.
abuse, sexual
yes.
everything. And it's been going on for how long?
It's forever and a day.
Forever. And all of a sudden, because somebody stood up, everybody feels free to do that.
Right. Yes. Yes.
But we have
yes.
to teach our kids that when it's happening right now, and we're not, you know, you can't misbehave to make a point. But when it's happening right now, you can speak up. It's okay. Yeah.
And so we have to look at sometimes are you going to sell your soul and sell your very person and who you are, compromise who you are to be able to have things. And, you know, I was offered a TV show some years ago. They wanted me to wear a wig. There were other things.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And when we questioned, my attorney say, well, what are you saying to her? And they said, well, a wig would make her look softer.
Mm.
Well, are you saying I look hard? So
right.
that's the question.
Yeah.
So it comes down to it. I remember the attorney saying, he said, yeah, it was a lot of money. The contract was worth a lot of money. But when you start selling yourself, you got to keep selling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to also begin to look at calling people out when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That are we that hungry? That desperate to be able to have a position, have a place,
mm-hmm.
to have a so-called relationship, which is really a situation when you're selling yourself, that we're willing to compromise who we are. Because at some point it comes back. You know, you make a lot of money, but then how do you sleep with yourself and how do you look
Oof.
In the mirror?
Yes.
When you are saying, I'm really not free, I can't be me
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that I sold myself out. So most of the reasons that people are taking the knee is just to say, I want to be free. I just want to be me.
Yeah.
Recognize me, respect me, and I have integrity about who I am. And they're not willing to do it. It's a conversation. One of the great things it did, and Colin Kaepernick
yes.
was able to do, is to help start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, most don't want to have that conversation.
Not an honest conversation.
Not an honest
Mm-mm.
and open
yeah.
and deliberate conversation.
Yeah. Two sides to everything. And I think there's always room for compromise.
Yes.
Now somebody may perceptually win and lose, but there is always a way to collaborate. There's always a way to compromise. There's always a way to just come to a middle ground and make it work.
There is. Well, one of the things that we have to recognize, Twanda, when we look at racism, sexism, ageism, any of the isms,
yep.
it is a matter of the heart.
Yeah.
And I used to do diversity training. And the first question I was asked was, when did you recognize that people were treated differently from you?
Hmm.
And how did you feel about it? So it's an emotional thing. And most people who find themselves playing to the isms are people who feel inadequate about themselves, a fear for someone is going to take something from you. If it's yours and you got it the honest way, no one can take anything
yeah.
from you.
Yeah.
So to have people out, you're not going to go to a football game and go to a games because people are taking a knee. You probably should not be watching because of the fact that they got rid of someone, Colin, and mistreated him, maltreated
mm-hmm.
him, and did not allow him to stand for his inalienable rights.
Yep.
That's why you shouldn't be watching it. But because people are actually saying we need to be heard, we want to be heard, then you're going to boycott on that basis. No, boycott on what's right. And if you can have allegiance to the flag and allegiance to the country, remember the country and the flag came about because of people. First, have allegiance to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I did an inspiration at the board meeting last month, and it was entitled, How Are You Going to Treat Me After the Storm, and How Are You Going to See Me? Every time there is a major a natural disaster or other things that come about,
yeah.
we rally.
Mm-hmm.
Color doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter,
mm-hmm.
race doesn't matter, sex doesn't matter, class doesn't matter. But the minute it's over, we go back to our heart and hearts.
Yep.
The day that we can stand, Twanda, see each other before the storm as people, and really stand for that indivisible one nation under God with liberty and justice for all, and be the same through the storm and after the storm, that's when we finally have arrived.
I think that, and you know, speaking of the storm, that we just forgot. It's like, Texas, okay, check. We feel so sorry for you. We're going to send some water and a few other things. And then Florida, Louisiana, but Puerto Rico?
Oh,
those people had nowhere else to go. Yes, they're brown people.
They're brown people.
Yes, yes,
And no one wants to have that honest conversation about what's really going on.
Yes.
Because the guy in the White House doesn't even believe that. He didn't even really realize.
Even though they were part of our country.
Right, that they're part of the country. They're Americans.
Yeah.
So how do you have a household with several children? But, you know, when you think about it, he doesn't treat one of his daughters the same as he does the daughters by his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, if you can discriminate against your own children, then you most certainly discriminate against me.
Wow.
But when you can treat people wrong, we should be taking a knee for the fact that those people in Puerto Rico are being treated as if they're third-class citizens,
if
they don't matter, they don't belong, as if they're not important. But even if they did not, how do you as a human not have some dignity and respect to be able to say, I am going to help these people? And then well over a month later, still with
no water.
You have a ship out there in the middle of the ocean that's supposed to provide medical treatment.
That can't even get in.
And you won't provide the opportunity for them to get back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Something is wrong. The infrastructure is totally gone.
Yes, yes.
So when you think about it, if somebody doesn't take a knee, then most certainly no one would really be able to see. Because if Colin hadn't taken a knee, we would keep our heads in the sand, pretending things are not going on.
Okay.
Everybody gets their money.
Mm-hmm.
They go on from day to day, and it would be absolutely nothing. It's brought attention. And it's time for us to take a stand as a country. Stand up, businessmen and women. White, black, everybody. And what we have to realize, they'll say, oh, African Americans, you're racist. No, I can't be racist. To be racist, I have to be able to hold somebody down because of their race.
Right.
I'm not in that kind of powerful position.
Right.
No one of color is.
Right, right. No matter how much money they got.
No matter how much you get. And if you look at it, everyone who pretty much has money, they find a way to bring them down and extract that money from them and shut them down whenever they want. So we're still don't have that power nor that clout. And until we economically bring people up, educate our children, and as you said a little while ago, it's great that we're educating our children and exposing them to the truth, but we still have to mandate that the educational system provides them that.
That's a whole nother ball of wax.
Whole nother
ball
game. We'll talk about that at another time.
Yes.
But when I was in China, we visited schools looking at the fact that they know that an educated society can at least bring some equity and some parity along the way.
Mm-hmm.
May not ever become equal because we start out on the wrong feet. We start out differently.
Yeah.
We're not at the same place. But at least having equity, and until this country sees that if the child next door to you fails, your child might as well as fail, because if that child next door goes to jail, it's taxing on your tax money.
Yeah.
And these big banks and other places, a subservient attitude toward people of color, the women, people who are different, people who have different sexual orientations. We've got to get it together. If we truly, truly pay and stand for allegiance to that flag, then it should be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking the knee because of the fact that they still are not free.
Amen. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it's going to continue.
It's going to continue.
And so
I'm suggesting that even if we don't have all out large group conversations, if we can learn to have some small group conversations, get with people who might be different. I'm saying to whites, calling a plea. Blacks, we're having a conversation because it's been happening to us forever and a day. People of color, brown people, because it's real for us.
Yes.
When I was traveling, I said to a guy who was from another country, and I put my shoe out there. I said, can you wear this shoe? He said, no. I said, what's the problem? He said, it's too small, it doesn't fit. I said, well, until you walk in my shoe, you will never really understand.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you can make an effort to have a conversation with me and ask some questions and make a decision. You know, I went to my orthopedic doctor before I left town, and he said to me, he said he was asking about education, and we always have great conversations about education when I visit with him, but he has a misconception, and I think the misconception, he's white, he doesn't ask the question, so he doesn't know. And he said to me, I think one of the problems is the fact that black women have given up on black men. And I said, where'd you get that from?
Wow, where did you get that from?
I said, so you get together in your little cocoon and your shell with your people who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, mm-hmm. and you come up with these prescriptions as to what's wrong with us instead
right.
of having a conversation.
Right, right. Instead
and
of
so
asking
then you
us.
Proliferate this yeah. lie mm-hmm. on to our boys and other people and making them believe that a black woman, the mother has them.
Yeah.
And you know a black mother's going to stand by her child no matter what.
I'm telling you.
A mother of color like any other mother. They're no different. They're going to fight to the hills and high water to
mm-hmm.
be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, I said, you know, we've got to stop coming up with stuff that is not accurate
right.
and you've not had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're having it with me today because you're putting out and proliferating wrong information.
Yes.
So that freedom that's not there, if we have to take a knee for people to see, then we need to keep taking that knee. And
mm-hmm.
I'll take one with them.
Amen.
Now, sometimes my knees may hurt, but take a knee.
Yeah.
And if that's the only way people can see, it's not disrespecting the country. You're disrespecting the country when your people are being degraded and made subservient and put to the back. When you're lynching them with their minds,
yeah.
the chains and shackles may have been taken off of people's hands and feet, but you're chaining and shackling their minds, their hearts, their economics, their pocketbooks, their purse, all those things like that. That's the thing where you're disrespecting. And until you come back and say, one nation under God, well, we're standing together. We're going to march together. We know how to do it. There are many people from many different races that come together. And everybody doesn't fit into that pot, Twanda,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
but there are too many who just are closing their eyes and they make up their own things, as my doctor did, as to what's wrong, instead of asking the people who are going through it, what's wrong? What do you
right,
need? What
right.
can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Help me to understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try
Absolutely.
Some different food. Go in a different city. One of my board members said he had no reason to come to the South in DeKalb. Something is wrong with that. But you're representing every
mm-hmm.
child, all children.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't come to an area because you don't have to. You are satisfied. That's that thing where we look at and that entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certain people think they're entitled. Well, Colin Kaepernick was not entitled
nope.
to get on his knee to help people to see that we're still not free.
But he had a conviction in his heart. Thank
That's
God
right.
for that.
Right.
Thank you so much for that, Dr. Joyce. We need that motivation to really, if there's conviction in your heart, you need to do something about it. We're not talking about acting out.
That's right.
We're talking about acting up, okay?
Acting up.
Yes.
Standing up.
Yep.
Speaking
Stand up.
Mm-hmm. Coming together.
There you go.
Conversationing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have hope and I have faith. I have faith. Since we want to say God, I most certainly have faith in God. It can be turned around. Don't be afraid to take a step, to step out of your comfort zone and your place where you live, where you have everything going great for you, economic, socially, your race and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and try on with somebody else and have conversations. Say, what can we do? And be willing to take a step to say that I will help. If it means taking a knee, take a knee. But then be willing to go beyond that and do something about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Doc, tell everybody where they can reach out to you.
Twanda, they can reach me by going to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.doctorjoyce.com. Or they can also call me at 770-808-6570. 770-808-6570. And I'm on media, all of the social media and all of those things. I love to tweet. I do tweet all the time, so they can follow me on Twitter.
All right. Thank you for joining us for great conversation, Dr. Joyce Morley.